You have reached the offices of Atlee Development Group. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For Ken Atlee, press 1. For Eric Bradford, press 2. For Kelly Smith, press 4. Thank you for calling Atlee Development Group. Have a wonderful day.
Transferring to
Ken Atlee.
One moment, please.
Lou.
Hey, Lou, is Ken in?
This is he.
Oh, hey, Ken, it's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
This is who?
Kyle with the Bank of Cardiff.
The Bank of Carter.
Cardiff. Sorry, it's a little weird to say over the phone there. The reason I call is I just wanted to follow up with you here briefly on a finance offer I sent out your way a couple weeks back. Looks like based off some work you guys did over there at TD Bank a couple of years, or maybe back in 2011, it looks like. Does that sound familiar?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm completely lost.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll start over then. So we mailed out a finance offer to your business about 2 weeks ago, I would say, and it was based off that relationship you had over there with TD Bank back in, it looks like you started it in September of 2011.
A finance offer for what? Help me out here.
All right, it's actually for some equipment and working capital. We have you pre-approved this based off that relationship for $250,000.
And this is for what company?
Like I said, it's Cardiff, C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
I don't have a company called Cardiff.
Oh, you're asking, it's for your company, Kindale Land Development?
Okay, boy, you're really catching me off guard here. I haven't had a company called Kendall Land Development for 10 years, and now you're telling me that I've got an application in just a few weeks ago. I'm just totally confused. I have no idea where this came from.
No application. We sent out an offer to you, to the business, to, it looks like, let's see, your address is 5851 Timaquana Road.
That's correct.
At apartment 301,
okay.
in Jacksonville. So we used the old school snail mail, you know, direct mail, and it was a little card, and it kind of summarized our offer, and we sent that out in the mail. And basically,
okay, so you're offering to loan me $250,000 for what?
For whatever you may have coming up. So you're looking to maybe bring on some new equipment around the shop.
I mean, does it have to be used for equipment, or can it be used for anything on the planet that I so choose to use it for?
Well, equipment financing is strictly for equipment, but if you needed some capital for kind of whatever you needed for in terms of your business, that would be working capital, and we kind of base that off of your sales you're doing per year. And
what's the what are the terms of this thing?
It depends. We have a bunch of different programs that kind of what you're kind of looking for, really. So,
well, I don't need any equipment. I buy and sell real estate.
Buy and sell real estate. Okay, so you might be looking to, if you were able to get a little extra capital, maybe get a new piece of land or a new house or something.
So let's just say I need $250,000. That's the number you threw out there. And I'm going to use it to purchase a piece of property. What are your terms?
Okay, well, we offer a bunch. It kind of depends on what you look like on paper and the health of the business. But, you know, it ranges anywhere from length of the term, anywhere from, let's say, 3 months to 3 years or 2 years, somewhere around there. And then we offer, it's kind of, it works on a set payback. So kind of starts anywhere from, let's say, you took the $250,000, your payback would kind of be anywhere from around starting at kind of 10 cents on the dollar or so.
10%.
Yeah. Not necessarily 10%, because it's a set payback there, so it's an APR. It's not like you're paying a certain percentage. You're paying 10 cents on every dollar you're paying back. So,
what interest rates? Cut to the chase.
We work with credit tiers A to D over here. And we kind of, it's all over the board. So let me ask you this, how'd your sales look last year?
I had a good year.
Good year? Okay. Could you maybe give me a ballpark of what you brought in, top line? If you don't mind me asking, just so I can kind of give you a better picture of what we could
grand.
Do. 700-800 grand. Okay. So yeah, you know, with that, we're able to unlock around roughly 10 to 15% of your top line. So anywhere from maybe $70,000 to $85,000, we can easily get you in cash.
Okay, we're wasting time.
And why is that?
75 grand ain't gonna do me any good, and I can't get an interest rate if it's. I just can't seem to get to the bottom line of where we're going with this thing. So,
okay, well,
I guess the question is, if you had, let's say, $250,000 to $350,000 available to me, and I was going to pay 5% interest, might be worth talking. Are you anywhere in that range or not?
Yes, we definitely are. And what I can do for you, just so you can maybe get a clearer idea of what we have going on here, I can my senior rep stand right behind me here, and she can hop on the phone and give you a little bit better picture. That way,
is that recourse or non-recourse?
It depends. We have both. All depends on what you're looking for. Well, it's kind of, the way we work here is instead of, we're putting up a set interest rate that we have and you kind of give us all this paperwork to look through, we kind of gather the information from you and see what program we have that would best fit you and what your needs are. And like I said, if I put you on the phone with my senior rep real quick, she can go over that a little bit better and get you some, maybe a little harder ideas to work with. She's right here. She can talk right now for a few seconds if you like.
I tell you what, this is really not a good time. Call me back in a few days. I've got some closing that I'm trying to get out the door to go get the paperwork together for, so I really don't need to spend any more time on this. So maybe smart next call in a few days if you could.
Yeah, does Wednesday sound fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, what time would you say, around the same time?
Don't know, don't have my calendar, but probably mid-morning.
Mid-morning. Okay, that will do. I will get set up a call with one of my underwriters as well, and they can get you some hard numbers to look at and kind of keep going, get you going there if this is something you might be interested in.
Okay, have a good day. Thanks.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.